الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
An atheist might say, fine, so you believe in a God who is unseen. But why should anyone believe in Islam if God is unseen? Where is the evidence that things you believe in even exist, that any of the above is true? These are fair questions. We Muslims are not opposed to evidence. In fact, atheists, as non-Muslims, have come a bit late to the party when it comes to demanding evidence, as this has always been one of the unique aspects of Islam, that from day one, we were a people of proof. Just as our Lord, Allah Most High, is the one who challenges men to substantiate their claims with knowledge and evidence.
قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Say, produce your proof if you are truthful.
نَبِّئُونِي بِعِلْمٍ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Inform me with knowledge if you are truthful.
إِيتُونِي بِكِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ هَذَا أَوْ أَثَارَةٍ مِّنْ عِلْمٍ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Bring me an earlier book or a trace of knowledge if you are truthful. Allah also calls the bluff of some of the disbelievers, daring them to substantiate their claims with action, to make good on their words with deeds.
قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِّن دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Say, if the home of the hereafter with Allah is indeed for you to the exclusion of the rest of mankind, then long for death if you are truthful.
But
they will never long for it due to what their hands have sent before them, and Allah is all aware of the wrongdoers. So as to our opponents' insistence upon evidence, we say, this is our property, return to us. That's the first point we need to make. The second point is that science and evidence are not in any case synonymous, and science is certainly not the only way to truth. Some truths, sure, but not all truths. To quote Billy Shakespeare's Hamlet, at a time when the words philosophy and science were synonyms,
there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Besides, if the scientific method was the only way to test the proof of Islam and more generally the existence of God, then this would have prejudiced every human who did not have access or the ability to apply or comprehend a scientific test. But as he is most merciful,
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
Allah does not burden a soul beyond his capacity. Islam teaches that divine truth and, corollarily, salvation, is self-evident and evidentially attainable by all peoples in every culture throughout every age. Truth is discernible to each individual regardless of their status, their level of intelligence or learning, or their comprehension.
من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا.
Whoever goes right, then he goes right for his own benefit, and whoever goes astray, then he goes astray to his own loss. No one laden with burdens can bear the burden of another, and we did not punish until we had sent them a messenger. Hence, our objection, as monotheists, as believing Muslims, is not against science, not at all, not in the slightest. Our beef is with scientism, the ideology that presents science as the only legitimate measure and arbiter of truth. Islam requires us to employ our minds in matters of the soul. We do not divorce the mental from the spiritual. Those who do not use their God-given intellect to seek out and acknowledge truth are condemned.
وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
It is not for any person to believe except by Allah's leave, and He will put a stain on those who do not think.
وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير.
And they will say, had we but listened or used our intellect, we would not have been amongst the dwellers of the blazing fire.
إن شر الدواب عند الله الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون.
Verily, the worst of creatures before Allah are the deaf and the dumb, those who do not think, who do not use their intellect. In case it isn't blindingly obvious, pun intended, the deafness and dumbness censured is of the metaphorical kind. Not that those with an actual physical disability in their hearing, speaking or seeing are to be derided, as the following verse makes clear.
فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور.
So have they hearts with which to understand and ears with which to hear? Verily it is not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts which are in the chests that grow blind.